Today's digest for August 19th, 2026. 10 stories today, covering an open source language release, a paused frontier training run, automated vulnerability hunting, a new rival to GitHub, ransomware at scale, router privacy, app store economics, and fresh inference silicon. A busy Wednesday across the industry. Here's the rundown. Modular has open sourced Mojo. The company released the compiler and toolchain under an Apache 2 license on August 18th, 1 week after shipping version 1.0. That closes a loop opened in May 2023, when Modular first promised the language would eventually be open. Mojo launched with an ambitious pitch, a full superset of Python that would inherit the entire Python ecosystem while compiling down to hardware-level performance. That framing quietly changed around August of last year when the team conceded Mojo may or may not evolve into a full superset, and that it was okay if it did not. What shipped instead is its own language, optimized for GPU programming, wearing Python-inspired syntax. Simon Willison, writing about the release, argues the compatibility gap matters less than it used to, because AI-assisted coding tools already help migrate Python to Mojo today. The tooling is doing work the language spec was originally supposed to do. Next up, OpenAI has put its largest planned frontier training run on hold over cybersecurity risk. The company says it suspended the run while it conducts smaller-scale evaluations to assess model behavior, validate safeguards, and establish more evidence of alignment. Two things drove the decision. The first was the OpenAI and Hugging Face breach disclosed last month. The second is preliminary evidence that the company's upcoming Astra model may meet the critical cybersecurity threshold under its own preparedness framework, the internal bar that triggers additional mandatory controls. OpenAI had already paused frontier model inference in research clusters for 2 weeks, and a significant portion of Astra training remains paused pending infrastructure upgrades, with no completion date given. The safeguards run along three lines: monitoring, with alerts targeting a 30-minute response window, alignment work to reduce harmful actions, and tighter access controls in research environment. Moving on to automated vulnerability hunting, Google's Mandiant has disclosed an internal system it calls the Agentic Vulnerability Discovery Harness, which chains AI agents together to find flaws in source code. The headline number: more than 100 verified high-severity vulnerabilities found in 2 days during an investigation of stolen corporate repositories. That sits on top of 10 months of operational history and tens of millions of lines of code scanned. 12 CVEs have been assigned so far, with roughly another dozen in active disclosure across widely used web extensions and open source projects. Researchers Alex Tselevich and Michael Matori published the findings on August 19th. Their caveat is the interesting part. They stress that manual validation is what makes a finding count, and encourage defenders building similar harnesses to verify results themselves rather than trust agent output at face value. Also today, Cursor is going after GitHub directly. The company launched Origin, a code hosting platform with repository storage, collaborative editing, code browsing, and pull request management. It is pitched as AI native with an app ecosystem layered on top, and it deliberately does not demand you leave GitHub. Your GitHub repositories can sit alongside the ones Cursor hosts, and a sync feature pulls existing repositories across. The timing is not subtle. GitHub has logged 257 outages over the past year and suffered a 6-hour worldwide outage with error rates near 20% on the same day Origin launched. Reporting on the launch describes a visible exodus of high-profile users. GitHub still has roughly 180 million users, so this is a challenge to a very large incumbent, not a displacement of one. No pricing details were announced. Staying with developer tooling, Warp launched Warp Factories, an infrastructure layer for running what the industry has started calling software factories. The idea is an agent loop wrapped around the traditional stages of software development, with human engineers still in the loop rather than out of it. Warp structures it around 5 phases: triage, specification, implementation, review, and verification. Each phase can be automated with agents. It works with multiple coding models, including Codex and Claude Code, and integrates with Linear, Jira, Slack, and Teams. It ships with analytics dashboards and the ability to compare agent configurations against token spend. The target customer is the smaller company that cannot build this internally. Chief Executive Zach Lloyd said Warp automates roughly 30 to 35% of its own tasks weekly and expects that number to rise as models improve. On the security beat, the Medusa ransomware group has now hit more than 500 organizations. That figure comes from a joint advisory published this month by the FBI, CISA, and the Department of Health and Human Services, covering activity since the group emerged in June 2021. The victim list spans healthcare, defense, manufacturing, government services, information technology, and financial services, plus education, insurance, and law firms. Medusa started as a closed group and moved to a ransomware as a service model by early 2023, buying network access from brokers at $100 to $1 million per breach. The advisory's sharpest observation is about speed. Investigators found no evidence the group develops its own 0 days, but noted Medusa actors leverage newly announced exploits within 24 hours. The recommended response is patching internet-facing systems, network segmentation, and restricting access to remote services. Next, Comcast is turning millions of home routers into motion sensors. The feature, called Wi-Fi Motion, ships free on Xfinity Gateway models XB7 and newer. It works by detecting interruptions to the Wi-Fi signal inside a home, then pushing notifications through the Xfinity app. Comcast frames it as a basic level of security for customers who are away from the house. The catch is in the privacy terms. The feature is opt-in, so nothing turns on until a customer enables it, which is the right default. But Comcast reserves the right to disclose Wi-Fi Motion data to third parties without further notice for law enforcement investigations for disputes involving Comcast, and in response to court orders or subpoenas. That is a meaningful expansion of what a router knows about a household, and it is worth understanding before switching it on rather than after. Moving on, Apple has overhauled its App Store fee structure in the European Union. The per-install core technology fee is gone, replaced by a flat 5% commission on digital goods sold outside the App Store or on the web. In-app purchases dropped to 26% from 30%. Most developers land at 15% through the Small Business Program, the Mini Apps Partner Program, the Video Partner Program, or on auto-renewing subscriptions after the first year. Alternative payment processing carries 20%. Or 10% inside those programs, and developers are locked into a payment choice for 12 months. Apple also loosened the rules for running an alternative marketplace, dropping the requirement to prove 2 years in the developer program or 1 million first-year installed. The driver is the Digital Markets Act. The European Commission fined Apple 500 million euros for non-compliance and called its 2025 restructure malicious compliance. Also today, a hard look at whether child monitoring apps actually work. MIT Technology Review makes the case that the category has drifted into surveillance that damages trust without delivering safety. The numbers are not flattering. One official quoted in the piece says 99% of the alerts are garbage, flagging things like a student complaining of a headache. A Center for Democracy and Technology survey found nearly one-third of LGBTQ+ students said monitoring software outed them. In an analysis of reviews written by monitored children, roughly 1 in 5 reported feeling stripped of privacy. 1 in 10 said it broke trust with their parents, and 1 in 12 described anxiety or distress. Bark Technologies, the market leader, scanned 11 billion messages from 7.5 million American children last year. Researchers point instead to a resilience-based approach built on self-regulation, coping skills, and trusted adult relationships. Finally, Sarah Braz announced the CS4, a rack-scale inference system built around 3WSE3 turboprocessors, each roughly twice as fast as the prior generation. The company claims up to 30 times faster inference than GPU systems and up to 10 times more throughput per watt than the CS3. The specification that best explains the design is physical. Power is delivered 0.5 millimeter from the processor versus roughly 50 millimeters on a conventional GPU board, and wafer-to-wafer interconnect latency lands at 2 microseconds. Cerebras says the system generates over 1,000 tokens per second on models above 10 trillion parameters. There's also a deployment claim, a modular design the company calls the wafer-scale backpack, which separates power and cooling from the compute modules and is meant to cut installation from days to hours. First shipments begin this quarter. That is the digest for August 19, 2026. 10 stories, running from an open-source compiler release and a paused frontier training, run through ransomware at scale, router privacy, and a rack of wafer-scale silicon. Thanks for listening, and I will be back tomorrow with the next one.